Oh, God, summer's here. And I tell you, there's nothing I enjoy more than reading a book out by the pool. Well, only poor people read books now. Which is why I'm so excited about today's sponsor, Audible.com. Audible.com has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast.
Depending on the minute and depending on the hour.
Hi guys, this is Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast. And before we get into today's very special episode, featuring extra special guest, Logan Slaughter, drag superstar, we have heard the request, we've heard what you've been asking for, and we are here to give it to you. Please sit back, relax, and take a listen to another episode of
The Real Housewives of Queens.
It's time for another episode of The Real Housewives of Queens, starring the gorgeous one-time JCPenney model, Anita M. Buffum, and the overworked housewife and mother of two, Gina Marie Ritali. Oh, God, it's hot. Oh, it's hot.
Honey, you out here?
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, my goodness, honey.
Come in the gazebo, honey.
I can't believe that you're out here.
Oh, it's hot.
Well, it is very humid today, honey, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me take my headphones off.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just listening to audible.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, audible.com, where you can get a free book or a 30-day subscription when you go to audible.com/HOM podcast.
Oh, I'm going to have to remember that.
Yeah, oh, God, I'm listening to Celebratory, Unleashing Your Inner Party Planner to Entertain Friends and Family by Tori Spelling.
Oh, God, honey, what are you going to host a party?
Well, you know me. I'm a social adversary.
Well, yeah, honey. I mean, it's summertime. Honey, it's time to do it.
Honey, it's too hot.
Oh, well, you're
it's
right.
It's hot.
I know.
No, it's hot.
It's just humid.
Oh, my God. Humid. So humid, so hot.
Well, I have to carry my fan with me everywhere I go.
God, that damn fan, mister.
Oh, God.
Honey, it doesn't even work anymore.
Oh, I love it. No, it gives me just the right kind of spritz. It's fabulous.
Honey, the spritz is all clogged up. It's dribbling out all over you.
Well, honey, I still make do.
Oh, God.
Well, honey. You all right?
Well, you're so funny. I was sitting here, and because of my low blood sugar, I was starting to get a little woozy.
Oh, no.
So I had Maria bring me an iced tea, a Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
And so I was sipping at it and to get my blood sugars back up, you know. And you know what I started reminiscing about?
What?
Started having flashbacks.
What?
Remember the time I was a Hawaiian tropic girl?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Well, that's because we were out on Jones Beach.
Oh, my God. I was actually scouted.
Scouted in Long Island.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, that was fabulous.
Oh, that was fun, honey.
Oh, my God. You remember the guy, Derek?
Oh.
Remember him? Oh, God.
Oh, Derek was a looker.
Oh, my God. That was a good time.
Well, he had that bronze coloring, you know, because that was all the Hawaiian tropics people.
Well, then the sun and the hair.
God.
I mean, everyone thought it turned your hair a gorgeous blonde, but really it was more of an orange.
Oh, it was really orange. I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I couldn't.
Oh, but that got me thinking about the old days.
Oh, God, isn't that fabulous, honey?
God.
And what did you do? You went around and did different photo shoots?
Well, they had me, remember at Jones Beach, they were scatting girls.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this Derek had a fetish for old ladies.
Oh.
And so I get up there, and of course I had to do the whole wet t-shirt contest, and won that clean sweep. Ooh. Which I'd never done nothing like that before.
Well, no, honey, and thank God you had just had...
Well, yeah, I had everything
augmentation
all taken care
stuff.
Of. Yeah, everything taken care of.
Well, of course.
And then, of course, I won that, and then they took me over to Robert Moses over there.
Oh, God, where there's too many waves, honey.
Oh, too many waves.
Too many waves
out there. I couldn't stand. They tried to do a photo shoot.
Oh!
Got knocked around.
Oh, my God,
and then I did the shoot.
Oh, my God, how'd your top stay on?
Well, it barely stayed on, honey. But
goodness.
That was the thing about being a tropics girl.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Remember?
Oh.
And then they started the airline, Hawaiian Tropics Airline.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you know. It's like all these other things, honey, like Hooters Airways.
Oh,
and,
please. Well, they were the trashy ones.
Oh, my
They was trashy.
Well, yeah, that lasted for 2.2
seconds.
They was
trashy. And you remember when you did American Gladiators?
Oh, God. Honey, how could I forget it?
God.
Well, you know, like, so many times trying to audition with a tape.
Well,
oh,
I just
God.
Feel bad it didn't work out for you because you worked so hard. How many times did you audition for that show? About
25 God.
Times?
At least, honey.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know, every couple of months you could submit a new tape.
Oh, my.
You know, and it was, you know, that show was going.
Well,
going.
I was so excited for you. I'll never forget it. There I was sitting in the front row, minding my own business, and you had gotten so far.
Oh.
And I felt bad because I knew that they had put you with the men's class because of your weight gain.
Well, who knew, honey? Who knew that I was going to have a muscle mass? I was over the protocol for ladies.
I can't even.
I didn't know, honey.
And so the issue is, well, you did the, which things did you do? You did the,
Well, I did the, you know, the obstacle course.
And you did the thing in the hamster ball, which I knew
must
have been
horrible
for you.
Oh, God, the hamster ball was fantastic, though.
Yeah, but you were crazy.
Well, at first I got very claustrophobic because, you know, I assumed it was just like a regular hamster ball where, you know, you couldn't really breathe.
Right.
You know, they don't have many holes in those things. So I got in there and I felt so claustrophobic, I practically just ran around like crazy.
Well, you're claustrophobic. I mean, you can't even put on a turtleneck. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm so afraid of suffocation.
Yeah, no, you know? Can't. You can't.
You know, and I'm afraid when Frankie touches me too hard. You know?
And so I'll never forget, you were going like crazy running around in that ball.
Oh, my gosh.
And you hit all the points.
I hit all the points. But accidentally, really.
Yeah.
You know, I was just, by the
just
time.
Trying to get out.
Yeah, by the time they let me out, I was practically hyperventilating. Yeah.
And of course, you know, I had made friends with the people sitting next to me, because you know me, I'm the nicest person you ever met.
Oh, of course.
And I wasn't even barely paying attention.
Ah.
And I wish I had, because I knew you were freaking out in there.
Freaking out.
But you won. That was great.
And I won.
And then you went on, what was the next thing you did?
Well, I went to the joust, honey.
Oh, my God.
The joust.
Against Nitro. Against Nitro, right.
Who was my favorite, because
he was
so cute.
Well, this is when it all went awry.
Well, honey, you know, and I had been practicing with my husband, Frankie,
well, because you were getting the blows over.
Oh, yeah, I was taking a good hit,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I, you know, we had been practicing at home for many a day, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the bruises. You know.
Right.
But, you know, honey, with Nitro, it was fantastic. And, you know, I had beat him, actually. Who knew that I could? But then, you know, there was that malfunction that occurred.
Well, I felt so bad for this because I was all ready for you for the episode to air. And I was ready for you to take your claim and finally become the, you know, semi-star that, you know, you are.
Yeah.
And who would have thought on that last blow that your snap crotch would have popped right open. In front of all those kids, I'll never forget it.
Oh God, crotch to the world.
Well, because that whole front area was all the special needs kids.
Oh, God, terrible.
Oh, my.
It was
awful. They were
out
that day for the thing.
Well, that was the last time I'd ever trust a Suzanne Summers, thing ever again.
Well, I'm surprised they let you wear it.
No!
Well, I guess because of your weight gain, you didn't fit into the women's costumes.
Well, no, honey. I mean, she had her own line of, you know, products out for you people with fitness.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have thought they would have had you in the American Gladiator costume.
Well, true. But I, you know, was really adamant about using my own because I had spent all this money.
Because of the weight gain, you didn't fit into the girls' things.
Oh, well, and that too. But,
and that makes sense. You know, nothing to be upset about.
Well, no, I'm not upset about it. You know, things could have just went differently for me, but, you know.
Well,
hey.
God, I'll never forget it.
Oh, God, honey, I don't even want to remember. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Well, and you'd think Fox is, you know, pretty much anything now. You would have thought, why couldn't they just blurt it out?
Fox, please, they got Homer Simpson on there, honey,
really?
For all these years. God, he's dirtier than I am.
Seriously. I don't know how you do it.
Well, honey.
Oh, those are the days.
Oh, God, weren't they?
Well, and you were just telling me the other night that you and Frankie still play American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah. you know, we just, you know, like to role play. You know, it's, you know, something
and what's
new.
And what's your American Gladiator name?
Well, he calls me his Leaky Farrah Fawcett.
I'm Guy Bianchi, and this has been another episode of The Real Housewives of Queens. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Hi, guys.
Hey.
We are back after that lovely episode of The Real Housewives of Queens.
I love it.
What a good week it's been. It was my birthday this week.
I know. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. We did some fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
Got to see some fun people. Of course, we had our Sunday brunch show, which was my actual birthday.
Which was awesome.
And I got cupcakes.
I know.
Tally
How
brought
amazing.
Me flowers.
I know. Of course she did.
I love that.
She's amazing.
Yeah, and then Michelle, who's not here today,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to Michelle Bichouin, took me bike riding in Central Park.
So how was that experience?
Well, so we went bike riding when the three of us
yes.
went bike riding a summer or two ago in Montreal. We were doing some gigs, and we took a bike ride around Montreal.
And it was really nice.
It was really nice.
Even though I have such a fear and phobia of traffic. And
you were a nervous Nelly. But
yeah.
Because it wasn't like on a trail. It was just like on the
streets.
No,
it was on the streets.
But
so.
It was a really great way to explore Montreal and,
mm-hmm.
and see other things. So ever since then, Michelle and I have been talking about riding bikes around Central Park. So we were like, she was like, let's go bike riding for our birthdays. Because her birthday was a week before mine. So she was like, let me take you bike riding for our birthdays.
Very adventurous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we get there. It wasn't as easy to find the bikes as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
It's
a little location inside,
well, yeah,
right?
It's inside.
Okay.
So you can't, like, drive into it or ride into it.
You have to walk into it.
Right. So we get
Which
there.
Which could be far.
We get the bikes that they're, like, renting out of, like, a dumpster.
Oh.
Like, one of those, like,
one of the things on the side of the road when someone's doing construction?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And it opens up on the one side?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So the bikes are all in there.
And they're piled in.
Yeah.
Not even I didn't see what organized?
Was they had a few bikes outside. I didn't see how they were on the inside.
All right.
You know, okay. So, you know, and they were okay bikes. I mean, they weren't like, you know, the top of the line or anything like that, but whatever.
Not like the city bikes.
No, they're not like the city bikes. Okay. They're like actual bikes. All
right.
And they don't match. You know, they're all different.
That's fine.
Whatever, it's fine. Well, they didn't they only had the cruisers left, which means they weren't bikes with the, like, you can change the speed on them.
Oh, no.
Which I was like, well, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No big deal. And they were less expensive, so
okay. Oh,
great,
that's
perfect,
good.
Great,
yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So he's like, okay, you're going to go out there and you take a left. Okay.
And you're is this like a tour that you have to follow, or you just go on your own?
Well, there's like a bike path, so I assumed we had to follow the bike path.
Okay.
Because there are lots of people walking around and buggies and horses and kids running around. So like, it's not
massive people running around.
Right, like
yeah.
lots of people.
Oh,
so it's not like we could just like go into a path. And I mean, I guess you could, but I felt a little bit like we should probably stay on this bike
stay
path.
Stay on the, yeah,
you know?
In your lane kind
right,
because
I also
yeah.
was like, you know, I don't want to get raped in Central Park.
No.
Not in daylight anymore.
Not in daylight.
Not in daylight. So he says, go to the left. So we go to the left. And of course, the first thing is like a hill.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you start on a hill. Like, you start...
Going uphill.
Right. And it's not, like, flat and then up. It's like you are on the hill. You're on the hill. So I'm like, all right. So I get going, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh God, oh. So, all right. We make it up the first hill, and my legs are, like, screaming.
Oh, yeah.
My legs are, like, my leg muscles, like, remember me?
But
like, what the hell is this? Exercise?
Well, because bicycling is totally different. You're using things that you haven't used in a while.
Right. So I'm like, all right. This is going to be okay. We made it up the hill. And we're kind of going along a flat surface, and it kind of goes downhill a little bit.
Okay.
But for the majority of the ride, it was uphill. And we didn't have the speeds on the bike, so...
No. So you can't make it lighter for
right,
you to turn.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as relaxing of a bike ride as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still suffering from injuries from the accident and my surgery. And I, like, couldn't hold the bike on... Like, with my hand that I had the surgery.
Couldn't get,
with.
Like, a full grip on
right.
The, yeah.
And then because I have the same issue on the left hand that I have
your
had surgery on.
Your left hand's going
yet,
numb.
My left hand
and
is
you're,
going
you're, right. So your right hand can't grip.
Right.
Your left hand can't
right.
even move because you can't
and
feel
it. And I'm like,
it.
Oh, my God, what is this? And I don't know why I didn't think of it beforehand. Like,
uh-huh.
maybe I should have. I guess I didn't think. Like, I didn't think that bicycling in Central Park was going to be an uphill mountain adventure.
I who knew? Where was it? All the way uptown?
Well, you started at, like, 70-something
okay,
Street.
And you have to go north.
And you go north.
That's why, because
yeah.
up there is where it starts to get hilly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, it was,
oh,
it was a good time, but it just wasn't as relaxing as I thought it was
yeah.
going to be. And then, you know, Michelle gets into a fight with a vendor. I'm like,
wait,
I think I need some water. I'm
Michelle
like
gets
dying.
In a fight a lot of times
well,
with somebody that works somewhere.
I was like, I think I need some water.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need some water.
Okay.
So... She's like, and I didn't bring any cash. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, we're in New York City. Like, I don't know. I don't.
You're like,
think
I could probably just use my card.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't even think. So she's like, I have change. We can get, you know,
water. At least.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So
did you have to stop midway? Is this like a midway stop?
More than one stop. We stopped and walked a lot. We couldn't
just
do
walking
it.
Your bike. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tons of tourists around.
Of course.
People being assholes, whatever. So we stop at this vendor, and. He is foreign,
uh-huh.
and Michelle's like, you know, one water, please. Because I'm like,
oh, God.
So, and it says on the thing, water, $2.
Okay.
Okay, so she pulls out $2 in change, which is all she had.
Oh, no.
She gives it to him, he gives me the water, I start to open it, and he's like, it's $3. And Michelle's like, no, it says $2. And I was like, oh God, and I knew it was coming. Because it's very reminiscent of another episode that happened with her
at Bath and Body Works.
So I was like, oh God. So she's like, it says here, sir, $2. He's like, show me. And she's like, it says right here on the front, $2. He's like, well, that's for the small water. And she's like, well, then give me a small water.
Yeah, why didn't you
He's
have
like,
a small
I don't
water?
Have any. I don't have any. She's
oh.
like, well, then I'm taking this. If you don't have what I want, you already have your money in your hand. He has the water. Peace out.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no. You know, I don't have any. And she's like, well, if you don't have what I want, and you've already taken my money, and you've already given me the product, what do you want to do? And he's like, hold on a minute, and pulls out a smaller bottle of water, and hands me the smaller bottle of water. And she's like, don't fuck with me, I'm not a tourist.
What is this, Adventures in Babysitting?
Oh my God,
and she's like,
yes,
in the booth?
Yes. Don't fuck with the babysitter. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I just want my water.
Oh, no.
So it was an adventure. It was an adventure.
I mean, that's fun, though.
It was a good time. I'm glad we did it. I would probably... It was a really hot day yesterday, too.
Yes, it was.
So I might do it, like, in the fall.
The fall.
It would be a nice fall thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would definitely want a bike with a speed thing on it.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I didn't get to explore Central Park. It wasn't like you could... We were on the outside of Central Park.
Yeah.
Like
could you just go on the side? Well, you wouldn't be able to leave your bike alone, I guess. So you wouldn't be able to, like, go in and explore and sit in Sheep's Meadow.
Right.
Okay, so you just had to...
I mean, you could. You could walk the bike into Sheep's Meadow with you and sit.
And then leave. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean... And there was a lot of people, too. It wasn't, you know, it was, like, not really relaxed. It wasn't,
next time I'll take you to Sheep's Meadow, we set up a picnic. Bring a box of wine, cover it up, sit in Sheep's Meadow, and we just lounge out.
Yes. So then we're like, screw this, let's go to the mall.
Okay.
So...
I'm sick of being outside, let's go to the mall. Okay.
So we went to the mall.
Okay.
And,
And found some
did a little
products.
Shopping, and... You know me, I always have to go to Sephora.
Okay.
And I picked up what I've been wanting to try for a while now, Kat Von D's Locket Tattoo Foundation.
Locket Tattoo Foundation. Okay.
And I will tell you everything I thought about it right after this.
You know, everyone needs a little spice in their life, but who's got time to read self-help books on keeping your husband attentive and active in the bedroom? Well, thank God for 50 Shades of Grey, and thank God for Audible.com. Audible content includes more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. That's audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. And get started today.
Exercise. I wanna see you beat all your best times. And if you're lucky, I'ma teach you that to turn you right. Exercise, come on baby. Exercise, feel the burn. Exercise. Let me see you take it down, take it down. Let me see you pick it up. Let me see you bounce, 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 bounce. Let me see you exercise, come on baby. Exercise, feel the burn.
So I've always been really intrigued with the Kat Von D makeup stuff.
Okay, yeah.
All her stuff looks really great. All the tutorials and reviews and everything are great. And I'm always looking for, you know, something outside of MAC, because we've always used
MAC or,
right,
you know,
right.
certain other kinds of things.
Exactly. So, you know, and I want to try and explore other things, and that's mm-hmm. kind of how I've learned and
yes.
how I've kind of grown into
and
the
how you progress.
Makeup artist that I am becoming today. So, so I picked up this Locket Tattoo Foundation by Kat Von D. First of all, the packaging is deluxe.
It's gorgeous.
I love it. It's beautiful.
So cute.
It matches all of her other stuff. Her packaging is great, and I'm a marketer's dream, so
yes.
like, you know, put something in a pretty package and I'll take three of them. So I got this foundation, and it's a pump. It's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
The coverage is full. It is a full coverage liquid foundation. In fact, I'm really surprised at how full of a coverage it is, given that it's a liquid.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel light?
It feels light. Mm-hmm. And again, full coverage, very smooth. The one thing that I'm working on figuring out how to do with it is blending, because it, as it says, it's a locket foundation. So like, it dries quickly and it doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking what the best way to use this product is probably like a full face, like cover your face.
Okay.
And then you're going to go over it with your contour and your highlights and stuff like that. But to use this to kind of even out the skin, smooth out the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing, you know, real girl, day lady makeup, this is probably great, especially if you have, you know, imperfections in the skin or blotchiness or
just gonna cover everything, give you a neutral tone.
Yeah, some unevenness or not the smoothest skin that you'd like to have. I think this would probably be a great product for this, especially for that. Especially paired with a great primer. Yeah, I liked it, but again, I'm not quite sure about.
Well, you're just testing the waters with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Seeing how to use it. Right.
Yeah. Kat Von D, full coverage, 24-hour, transistant-resistant, matte finish, fragrance-free, oil-free. And I think all of her stuff is vegan. I'm not sure about this.
Oh, wow.
I know most of her product, it doesn't say this on here, but most of her stuff is vegan, and that's supposed to be really great for your skin. So that's that. A lot of you guys have been asking me about some makeup stuff, so I'm going to talk a little
Give
bit here. Talk a little bit about makeup stuff at Buffum Beautiful on YouTube. Go check that out, youtube.com/BuffumBeautiful, and we'll be right back with our fabulous guest, drag superstar based out of New York City. You know she runs Fire Island Cherry Grove, Logan Slaughter.
All the money in the world couldn't even amount to a teaspoon of honey when it melt your mouth.
That's right.
It's the Locks and Mariah's. You checking us out? You know the deal. A few mil every time she come out. With her blowing and us flowing, it ain't nothing else left to talk about but a whole lot of dough.
And every coming affair, we there. Keeping your hands in the air like we just don't care. Don't be a liar, would you change your attire? Get a farm like Hillshire with a honey like Mariah. Escape to the ranch, ride a horse, then come back to the city, pushing the Rolls Royce.
There you can have me when you want me. You simply ask me to be there. And you're the only one who makes me come running. What you got is
that's right.
Ooh, yeah.
puff and blow your house down. Bring the Harlem world shine directly to your town. In fact, this is why I act like that. I ain't dropped one single and made his money back. I rock so swell, I gotta prevail. First rap superstar, dominating pop sales. You never wish me well, cause I start to sell. Now live with pretty women in a Swiss hotel. And girls, that mean a lot. I give them cream, they shot by them. Everything they got, from the jeans to the watch. If you wanna be my missus, you got to make me wanna spoil you with my bitches. And you could tell that Mace is real, cause he do real things. And I make things average look real mean. When it come to sex, I got the real thing. So when you cover your mouth, they hear you still scream. All the world, we won't stop. And Mariah, you're on fire. All the world, we won't stop. So Mariah, take us higher. All the world, we won't stop. And Mariah, you're on fire. All the world, we won't stop. So Mariah, take us higher.
What we're gonna do right here is we're gonna smooth it out. Come on. MC. And she won't stop.
As always, the music is brought to you by DJ Anita B. Oh my god, she's so cool. you guys, I'm so excited to have our next guest here. But before we get to our guest, I want to talk to you about something really cool. My new favorite app, Drag My City. If you're obsessed with drag, this is the easiest way to find out where to see your favorite queens. To find out the schedule of all your favorite drag performers and links to their social media sites, download Drag My City app. Drag My City is free on iPhone and Android devices. It's the easiest way to stay connected to your favorite drag stars. Now there's no excuse to ever miss a drag show in your city. That's Drag My City. Drag My City. Free on iPhone and Android devices. Download for free now and find out where you can see Anita Buffum in your city. We've been trying to get together for forever.
Years.
Forever.
Since probably the beginning of the podcast or a couple years into.
Years.
Yes.
Maybe not on the podcast, but we've at least been trying to get together for a long time.
Yes.
And Kiki. Yes, and Kiki. And Drag Race started, and she messaged me, and she said, I got some things to say. You guys know her as Logan Slaughter, world famous, runs Cherry Grove. We're so excited to have you here.
Yes,
ma'am.
It's so nice to have you here in my living room.
That's it. We're on location.
We are on location. We came to you.
That's how we finally had to make it happen.
I know.
That's it.
My world tour schedule.
That's it. I know.
Who needs Drag Race?
Exactly.
I feel bad because you're under the weather.
Well, that's what we're gonna say. Why I sound like that?
Right. A trucker.
I'm on my deathbed.
Basically.
Well, you had a crazy weekend.
Ooh.
Yes.
A weekend.
Oh, honey.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Like I said, you pretty much run Cherry Grove.
Well, I don't like to say that because then the other girls get bitter. But.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well,
yeah.
It may be everyone else's too, but for politics, I love everyone.
That's true.
I love everyone.
That's true. Okay, so, and of course you have your famous Thursday night show at Stonewall.
It is so famous that like 7 to 9 people come every week.
Well, yeah. I have to tell you, we were 2 of those 7 to 9 people a
and
little
you
ways
tore
back.
It up.
And we'd never seen you live before. Ooh. We had done an event. We actually talked about this on a recent episode of the podcast.
Yeah, we did actually.
And, you came out and did your thing, and I was blown away. And I'm, like, really critical and really hard to please. So,
you?
Well, yeah, I know, yeah. Me. And we, you know, it was that, like, you came out, and I'm like, oh, fuck, we're trapped.
We're going to have to sit through this
God,
bullshit.
Yes. And it,
oh,
you
we
were
cuss?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Mom. You were so funny.
I'm not.
You were so energetic. It was
so witty and
amazing.
Fun and clever. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And you were dancing around, girl?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I'm a mover and a shaker.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like to call it rhythmic dancing.
Yeah, rhythmic the rhythm method.
Yeah.
You're using the rhythm method.
Because, you know, I've somehow won Dance Artist of the Year 4 years in a row, but I don't consider myself a dancer. I just kind of flail around the stage.
Well, I want to know how you get up on the rafters. I saw the video of this weekend, and I saw a video of Stonewall and you hanging from the goddamn ceiling.
Well, Stonewall, I'm no longer allowed to hang from the pipes because they were like, if that goes, the whole building is done. So,
and
we
know how those pipes are.
And we know how old that building is.
Well, yes. I mean, so I've now.
Although
just
I would love it if you were able to say Logan Slaughter took down the historic
Stonewall. Oh my gosh.
Gush. The water gushes over you. That would be amazing.
Yes. No, but now, on Fire Island, it was just, there's nothing. Everyone's done everything. And I looked up and I said, I've never seen anyone dangle from the rafters. So I just jumped and swung myself up, pretending I was on the playground in third grade. And the next thing I knew, I fell.
Good for you,
into
girl.
The splits.
Good for you.
And jammed my back.
Ooh,
and
no.
Now I've perfected how to not jam my back when I do it.
Watch out, Kennedy.
Yeah,
watch out, Kennedy Davenport.
Yeah.
But no, good for you, girl, because I can barely stand up. So the fact that you could get on the rafters and just go into a split onto the floor, I can't.
You saw by the end of the show, I can barely stand up.
Was that what the wheelchair was for?
Well, that's my new character. Now I'm a character actress.
Perfect. Good.
And she's my 9-year-old character named Gert.
Gert.
And she is my co-host on Fire Island. It's Brenda Darling and Logan Hardcore's Beauty and the Beast pool show.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm hungover and don't feel like getting a drag, I bring out Gert. And
perfect.
She's Brenda Darling's white grandmother from Boca, who used to be a Rockette.
Oh,
we might know
that.
Her.
Yeah, you.
I
think
probably
you probably, if you saw her, you would know.
Anita and Gina Marie definitely know her.
Yes.
So tell me how you got your drag start.
An accident.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Arizona. It was moving here. And that was when MySpace was very the who's who. And I was in a online quote-unquote relationship with Epiphany. And
were you really?
Yes. And moved here, and the first night I was here, I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. I have a boyfriend. And he was like, I'm going out. And I was like, what? And he was like, well, the only way you come is if you get dragged. And I was like, well, all right. I was 17. So he put me up in drag.
Wait, you moved to New York when you were 17?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good for
from
you.
Arizona.
Oh
good
my God.
You.
So started twirling around and one thing after another, ended up on Fire Island and taking everyone's jobs. And
yes, ma'am. So,
fine.
You know what I always like to do is give our listeners a message. If there was something you could tell the 17-year-olds out there that are moving to a metropolis from their small town, what is, having been through what you went through moving here at 17, what would you tell them?
Don't fall into a campaign where you're supposed to put duct tape on your mouth and pretend that that's going to make the community better. Don't be quiet. Speak the fuck up. It might not always seem like it's going to get better, but move and do what you need to do, and it gets better. Silence is not golden. I've made a career off of not being silent.
Hold the megaphone.
Yes.
So you are out on Cherry Grove.
Yeah.
And tell us about, so if you got your Stonewall show.
Thursday nights I'm at Stonewall. Then I travel out in my private jet, also known as my boyfriend's car, on Friday mornings to the illustrious Cherry Grove, where I do my Friday night show. And then Saturday afternoon is Logan Hardcore and Brenda Darling. And then Sunday is Ariel Sinclair and Logan Hardcore at the pool. But sometimes Gert shows up because Logan can't be found.
And then you spend the next couple days in hibernation.
In complete recovery mode.
Yes.
Of course.
Like, I watch enough Grey's Anatomy. I know when I come home and I just start hooking myself
up
to IVs and I lay in
bed.
How
did you feel about Grey's?
I was a complete boohoo mess.
Uh-huh.
I went through something last year where I sat in my bed and started on season 1, episode 1 and went through the whole series in a month and a half.
Wow.
So what everyone experienced over 10 years, I went through in a month. And truly, I could have been sponsored by Kleenex because I was a mess. I was ordering through the delivery men in my neighborhood were coming over and being like, you haven't left yet? I'm like, leave me alone! No, Grey's scandal and all of that just.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yes. I love that.
That
so
was actually written about me.
You know, it's so funny. I don't think what people understand about, well, it sounds like you and I don't know if I can say all the queens. It's like when your work is to make sure that every goddamn person in a room is having a good time, all you want to do when you're not at work is, like, be left the hell alone.
You got it.
Yes.
People don't talk to me. People see us on the street, and they're like, hi, and I'm like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have my headphones on, sunglasses, a hood. It's 90 degrees outside. I'm in a onesie running around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't imagine for you when you're at Cherry Grove, like, living at Cherry Grove,
oh.
like, you must be on all the fucking time.
And I have to be blessed and humble about it. There's people that work out there that have acted opposite and have it's turned everyone off to them. And I, if people come up to me after a show and want a fucking picture, who am I to say no? You
right.
yeah,
just stood there for 4 hours while I'm kicking my face, screaming and tormenting
yes.
the entire community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to take 20 seconds to take a picture or say, oh my gosh, thank you for coming. I can't imagine acting like a diva.
Right.
Like, you're, at the end of the day, a man in a wig running around a pool
right.
in Fire Island.
Making a living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well. Yes.
Trying. Scraping.
Making it
you
work.
You know, I have an eBay store, too.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh,
no,
I was like, flag it, girl. Flag it.
And what's that address?
It is www.loganhardcore.com.
Yeah, selling your Beanie Babies.
No, those are coming. Those are my parents' attic. I just found them.
Uh-huh.
They also have the original tag
Ooh,
and the case. They're all in boxes. All
yeah.
my Pokemon cards.
Hey.
I said, if I were to sell this shit right now, I would. Who would need drag race?
Do you remember, was it called Pong? Where you, the,
yeah,
cards,
the pods.
The pods.
And
it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Pogs.
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 Oh,
yeah,
God.
Pogs something.
Pog.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I'm
yeah.
too old.
Well,
you know what I always want to tell my audience, though, at the end of a four-hour brunch show is, you're all friends, right?
You
like
do 4 hours. First of all, wait.
Yes.
You do 4 hours at
brunch.
We do two-hour brunch shows.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I thought I had a long show.
No. And we set up our own sound. So we're there. We're up at 6:30 a.m. to get ready. We get there. We set up our own sound, run our own sound check, get into costume, come out at noon, 12:30, and we go until about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
I'm wondering if through this you can severely hear how amazing my eyes are rolling right now. Because I cannot imagine showing up and doing... It makes me sound like such a diva. But God bless the fact that
yeah.
I show up where I show... Like, on Fire Island. And those people are like, the lights are up. The video's ready to go, Miss Hardcore.
Thank
just give it
yes.
like... They don't bother me.
Good for you. Yeah,
but
we have,
good for you. Oh, my God.
For us, it's always been we have to be very specific about what we use and what we're doing. And
well, you're live singers.
Yeah. So it's...
So many places don't have equipment to do it.
No.
Well,
or it's really shitty equipment. And I'm like... Now I sound like any Joe Blow. Like, can we...
Well, you're going to call
you
him
know.
Joe Blow? Okay. All right. I see how this... We're not going to name names
no.
here. Originally.
You bitch. You bitch. No, but so, like, a family will come up to us after brunch show and want a picture, but each one of them wants to use their camera. And I'm like, you're all friends here. God damn it. Take one good one
and
send
it
to each
other.
Send it
to
each other
on Facebook.
Yes. I know, the worst.
Last year, we were going to actually get me a step and repeat for after the pool show.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, the thought... of how haggard I am after diving in a pool. My lashes are at my chin. I have no tits on. Half the time I'm butt naked. And then I'm going to want to do a picture. And those people will go, uh-oh, I feel like I'm going to burp. For like 6 hours, they're going to want to stand there until the sun goes down.
Right.
Like that is where I draw the line.
Right.
Like
and
I
they're
need
drunk and they don't know what's going
well,
on.
Well, I don't drink.
No, good for you, girl. Yeah.
I am truly sponsored in part by Stoli Raz. They
oh,
just don't. Yeah. They don't. The Stoli Raz soda splash of cranberry.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
not
for you.
Cranberry, cranberry. It's very French.
Yes.
And it's very rich.
Yes.
I'm a Stoli O kind of girl.
Oh,
yes,
see, I mean, I'm Stoli anything, but
yeah.
I start with Raz.
Yeah.
I just like put it in front of me, I'll drink it.
And then I'm like, then if we don't have Stoli, then, you know, just whatever you have me. And then, of course, along came Fireball.
Yeah. Oh,
which
well,
has.
Like, which kills
which
us.
Is made of. Cool.
Antifreeze,
yeah.
which, I mean, I drank that as a child anyway.
Yeah,
it's what I gargle with in the morning when I
wake
up.
Yeah. It's very refreshing.
Wonder why after a couple weeks in the beginning I was like, well, I can't sing after a week of Fireball. I'm like, what's going on?
I know some people that drink it and they can't sing with or without
well,
it. So.
All right, let's talk about Drag Race.
Yes.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Now, you and I haven't really had too much conversation about it. We were messaging back and forth the other day, and I tried not to say anything. I tried to let you just say what you felt because I didn't want you to be... I didn't want to say what I thought. I want
yeah.
to hear just what you think. So,
well, you know, now
season
I have
seven.
To play. I have to play pretty now because it's casting season.
Of course.
So I'm not going to say anything stupid.
You know that VHS is sitting on that desk somewhere, girl.
You know that I actually did an etch a sketch of my audition. It's on a 52 different post-it list.
Yes.
That's
how
fantastic.
Hard does a bitch got to work?
Well, I'm not even going to confirm or deny if I audition.
That's it.
Let's just let everybody assume.
Yes.
Yeah, I got on this list, which I'm so excited
about.
We
both were on that list. Yeah. You were up at the top. I had to fight.
I died, girl. Died.
I had to fight. I was at like 160, and I was like, I have 5,000 Facebook people, 14,000 extra followers. How the fuck am I way the fuck down here?
I don't know where. I
and these heifers are up there, not list. You, but there was some heifers up there that I was like, you are boogered down boots.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But now, it's like, I had no idea what the publicity just of people thinking that maybe you've auditioned for the show brings.
I've already heard people say on the island that the show's already filmed and I've already been kicked off.
Oh yeah.
Oh, people
last,
are already...
last year I got off the boat and this guy said, I'm so sorry. And I said, for what? And he said, well, I know you were on the show and you're already back. You must have gone first. It's like, you fucking... First of all, if I ever do get on the show and I get off first,
no.
I am flying somewhere else and not coming
That's
back
it.
Here.
I'm
no.
taking a vacation
Y'all
and then coming back.
See me.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so season 7, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I mean, there's not much to talk about.
I know, really.
Well, I want to know what they were thinking this year. I mean, my thought was last year, season 6, with the cast that they had, I thought it was so great.
Stellar
Did
cast.
They think we can't outdo ourselves, so let's just not? Let's just try
a different tactic?
I think that they put every... thing into last year. I mean, the promos, everything was so
good,
over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at going into cast season 7, how do you top that?
You can't.
And maybe there needed to be a break between season 6 and 8 where they needed to just have like a little buffer season. So we're going to put on these crusty girls that all wear garter belts and corsets and minimal amounts of makeup, and that one wig gets them through the whole season. And
I was watching like, damn, I should have auditioned.
I mean, the one season I didn't audition, and that got on?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
It kills me. I
what
mean,
was
there
your
was,
favorite challenge?
My favorite challenge, I loved the conjoined twins challenge. I think there are so many genius things you could have done that
so
were
fun.
Not done. And also the facial hair runway was, also, so many genius things you could have done.
And
these,
some of those looks,
I mean Max was fantastic.
I loved Max.
I mean, it was cute the first 4 times that I was like, all right, girl, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're Gert.
Max looked to me like... the villain from Strawberry Shortcake. Remember him?
Yes.
Yes.
I hate you.
I loved it.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. I don't want to say it wasn't good. I mean, I still watched every episode.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
2 and 3 and 4 times.
Yeah. Well, let bitch.
And
not
do you,
me.
Do you watch the Untucked?
You're busy working.
Oh, I loved Untucked.
Okay. Do you
I
like the new format?
I finally thought it was how it should. I think this is how it always should have been.
Yeah.
I think it always should have been this raw.
It's
and
very raw.
I don't like that we have to wait. I wish it was back to back.
Yeah.
I do too, but I also almost enjoy it because it gives me something to look forward to after this horrible episode I just watched.
Yeah.
I mean, by horrible, I mean it was delightfully entertaining if you're working with WoW or Logo currently.
Yeah.
Now, what's your reaction to the whole like buzz that's circulating about how editing is forcing winners to occur?
Well, surprise! I mean,
yeah,
do we really think Jinx Monsoon should have won? No. Do we really think Sharon Needles should have won? No.
I'm Guy Bianchi. The views and opinions expressed by Logan Hardcore do not necessarily reflect those of Anita, Gina Marie, Travis, Steven, Michelle Bachois, or the House of Mimosa.
Do we think the only one that should have won? I said it last year, all over social media, and I said it in numerous interviews, that Bianca was the first person that won that should have won.
Yes.
There's always been someone else that I'm like, what? Like, when Chad Michaels didn't win, I was like, okay, y'all heifers are really... But then you happened to come back for All-Stars,
and
went like...
And slew it. And slay it.
It's you know what you're doing. It's a game. And
who would you like to see on All-Stars 2?
Pearl. No, I'm just... Alyssa.
Yeah, well,
yes.
I want to talk to you about meeting Alyssa and your show last summer, which I was so pissed that I wasn't at.
It was quite...
She is my favorite.
I hated her on the show.
You did?
I hated
you
her.
Did.
Me and my friend Maddox used to do reviews. And
yes,
I mean,
I
we just read her for absolute filth every week. And then the first week she wasn't there, I was like, oh my God, I miss Alyssa.
Yeah.
And then she started doing Alyssa's Secret, and I fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And so I usually try to get one Drag Race girl out a year, and my good friends Gina and Jackie brought her out. And, I mean, everything you would expect. Just full-blown fuckery at all hours of the day.
And she's wonderful.
It,
she just seems wonderful.
It's what you see is what you get.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, she came up to me after the show clapping. Miss Girl, yes! Yes, girl, pageantry! Yes, girl! I was like, I am so drunk right now, and you are screaming about pageants at 3 in the morning after my show.
How did she look in real life?
Just like that, girl. Uh-huh. And she was, I'm not one for a late queen. She was 20 minutes late to the show, but she showed up, and I was like, all right, bitch. The hair was up and
yeah.
done and
yes.
ready for the gigs and costumes and rhinestones and fringe and...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Always.
Then she introduced me to the House of Edwards, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, I love that I just got to go on that tour with them to Australia. Oh, wait. You can find us... Okay. I'm like the Solange Knowles of the Edwards house.
Basement.
I kind of, yeah, I just yeah. stay in the basement.
That's all right.
I have not had my elevator moment yet.
No.
It's called season 8, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Get it, girl.
Do it.
How do you feel about, speaking of House of Edwards, LaGondra?
I think the sobriety did wonders for her.
Oh, wow.
She did this interview on Hey Queen.
Yep.
With Johnny McGovern, and was so poised
mm-hmm.
in speaking, and it was just, it was 100% redemption.
Yeah.
Because I... have never hated anyone more on Drag Race than her. And I was very vocal about it. And she watched our videos and commented. And I was like, I hate you.
Oh, gosh.
And then she followed me once Alyssa announced me as the House of Edwards. She followed me and I was like, well, hey, girl.
Yeah.
nice
to meet
you. How are you?
Hey, sis.
Hi,
Paul.
And it was that moment where I had to backtrack and eat my fucking words, but... Listen,
well,
I love
her
everyone.
Her personality was very harsh in the beginning, and it was hard to swallow at first.
She wanted to be good TV, and
yeah.
in a game where it is 90% producer control,
right.
yeah.
you can't act like that,
right.
because
they will,
if it's organic,
yeah.
it has to be organic.
Then it's great TV,
produced,
but if
yeah.
it is full-on
yeah.
fuckery like that, girl, not only are the producers going to hate you, but you're going to get edited horribly, and then America's going to hate you. So,
yeah. Well, when Bianca called her out on it, it was like, oh, girl, calm
well,
down.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
Well, when Bianca does anything, that's when you just know.
I think
yeah.
that's what
I've lived with her
up.
For years, and I've had many of those nights where she was like, all right, Logan, we're done with all of this.
She's great. She's always been so supportive of us.
Yes.
Like, so, I'm like, so, I can't.
She's great.
She's so nice.
She has not changed
then, you know,
a minute since
we have,
the show.
We have been kind of on the outside of, like, the drag community and are only kind of recently finding ourselves in it a little bit more.
I was going to say, you guys are becoming more... Like, I always saw you as, like... I heard about you, and I was like, where do these girls perform? Do you perform at, like, sports bars?
Yes.
yes.
And
yes.
I was like, wait a minute. Like,
yes.
these are two old yentas turning it at the straight sports bar in
yes.
Queens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting here tap dancing for faggots who think they've seen everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You all had it made, bitch.
Yeah, we were doing it. So, but we're finding ourselves a little bit more in the drag community. And it's funny, the people that will be nice and the people that will act like they don't even know you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, but
do you
want to
name names?
Like, well, you know, I couldn't even. This is one of the beauties
yeah.
of being on the outside of the,
you don't
of the
know
game.
Any of their
at
names.
Times
really
we don't know.
Know
them right away, and it's like, oh.
At times,
why
trust
can't
me,
you
don't
smile?
Want to.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like, why can't you just smile and be nice? Like, there's no reason I don't have to compete with you. I'm just smiling because we're in the same community.
Like,
we're in the same, you know, thing. And the
oh,
same,
see, I don't
know.
Consider us all in the same community. I think some of them take it to a whole other level that I don't want to be boxed in with you.
Yeah,
true.
I've been very well known for being standoffish to people because.
Well, why
I just, why, the attitude that comes with these
yeah,
girls is so, like, who do you, you're not better than me. You're working
right.
in the same bar as I am.
Right.
Of course.
For the same paycheck.
Right.
So sit down.
Right.
Realize you're a man.
Right.
You're not actually Celine Dion.
Uh-huh.
And be proud of what you do.
Yes.
And it's not competition. It's just everyone has their unique talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine just happens to be falling asleep.
yeah,
just sleep for 3 hours and people love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so girls, if we're at your show and we fall asleep, it's no shade. It's just
no.
it's our talent.
Yeah, it's our talent.
We're looking for gigs.
all right, so back to season 7.
Oh yeah, God, see how easy it is to get distracted from
yeah.
it.
All right, yeah, really. You know what I want to talk about is Rue's looks this year. I also thought were a little bit not. I wasn't as wowed every time she came out.
Like I used to be.
Well, I just want to say that I think Rue looks stunning every time.
She looks stunning every time. Always.
No, every time.
She knows her body.
Yes.
She knows her silhouette. Mm-hmm. She knows what works and what doesn't. She works with Matthew, who knows how to do her up to a T.
Yes. Well, let me be clear. What I'm saying is that I felt
she's
like...
She's saying she hates RuPaul and she just never wants to be on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. That on previous seasons, it was like every time she hit the runway, it was like, yes! Oh my
I
god!
I found myself screaming a couple of times this season, but not
tell me which
not
ones.
When
the
Hello Kitty,
the dress away.
The tear away.
I died at the tear
away. Blew me away.
That did.
And I also died at the white afro turtleneck with her...
With the dress. Which, then we later found out, Matthew Anderson Instagram, that it was all supposed to be black light. But they couldn't change the lighting in time to do it.
Damn.
And that one I loved, and I also loved the Hello Kitty Harajuku.
Her
wigs this year are so cool.
Her wigs are different,
very different,
and I think they're trying new stuff out. Maybe
that's because
why.
Because she's juicing, as we found out in the last episode.
Yeah,
so maybe
juicing.
She's juicing.
Yes.
I love the episode. Now, this will air the day of the finale.
Oh, okay.
So we won't know who has won. We don't know who
has
won.
Yes, we do. It's Bianca. She's going to crown her again.
Four more years.
No, not four. Let's not get crazy. Please.
So what do you think of the final?
I personally hope it's Ginger.
Uh-huh.
I think it's... We saw, as Bianca did it, that an established professional queen can do amazing things with the title, and Ginger is that. And... These other two girls lack the maturity, and it's tough to say one of them did want to walk away halfway through, and you can say it's this moment of weakness. Well, guess what? There's people that sit at home that have auditioned for 7 years that think your moment of weakness is bullshit.
Right.
And then there's Violet.
Violet Chachki.
I don't remember her fucking name. And she did nothing that wowed me at all. And
really?
I think Pearl should have gone home, and it should have been Kennedy, Ginger, and Violet. Well, I mean, if I could redo the whole top three.
I know.
Yeah, who would your top three be?
Yeah.
From
the cast,
wanted so much to see more of Tempest and Trixie.
Yes.
I know Trixie from online, and the shit she has to offer is so... Beyond what they've seen on that show.
Do you think
that's
she got
beyond her gay.com profile?
Yeah, yes.
You're talking about her actual.
I'm talking about her black people meat profile.
Yeah. Do you think she got in her own way then? Because we really didn't see
I think
see
she
a lot.
Tried to give what they wanted instead of what she had
really
to give.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the final four, when they asked why she went and not your competitors, Kennedy and Ginger were the only two that answered it, and one of them got sent home. So who knows what's happening
in
this finale.
I know.
I'm excited to see the finale, and I'm so excited about how every year it's like bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and how the audience has grown from just us gays.
Yeah, to a whole slew.
Everyone.
Now. Children.
Oh my god.
Yes, little kids
it's
going
amazing.
To these
yeah,
shows with
these
their
people
parents.
Overseas that like
yes.
go out of their way to download illegally
uh-huh.
and like those overseas fans are crazy.
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah.
But good for them.
And you watched Michelle Visage on Big Brother?
Oh, yes.
Yes, honey.
Oh,
yes,
I was
girl.
All up in it
yes.
every day.
Oh, uh-huh. Us too.
I was wild about it.
It was
yeah,
great.
I
she was
screaming
great.
At the TV at certain points.
Oh, that whole thing with Perez, I couldn't.
Oh, girl. Oh.
I know.
She's one person that should keep the duct tape on.
Yeah. All right, so you would put Tempest? You wanted to see more of Tempest. I want to know who your top three or four would be.
Would
it be Tempest or
no.
you just wanted to see more
I think
of
she could have made like top six then.
I definitely
like,
wanted
like,
to
okay,
see more.
I'd be like, okay, girl, we got it. You have a big swoop to do hair. We got it.
I know.
My top three would have been Ginger, Trixie, and Katya.
That's I think those were my top three.
Yeah.
I love
and Kennedy fourth.
Yeah,
Kennedy is the best performer that I've seen in
she
a very
was amazing.
Long time.
Oh my god, she was amazing.
I've known Kennedy for a while because I could sit back and watch drag pageants for hours at a time.
I was going to ask, have you ever done a pageant?
Oh, I've done a few.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've done a few.
Uh-huh.
Lost many.
These are good questions though. Like, what is that scene like? And
it's frightening.
Yeah.
They're dead serious.
Yeah.
You don't play with those girls. They're like that. You go in and they're there to do the job, and you ask a question, they're going to answer it. They're not there to make friends.
Mm-mm.
And it's very that. It's big hair, jewelry, big costumes. And they will look at you coming out in your underwear as, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's, but that's their drag and what they've grown up in. And
they have the talent to back it up.
And
otherwise,
the titles,
they wouldn't be in
and
it.
And the national titles.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what house is Pearl in? The House of Clamshells. The House of String Necklaces.
The House of Pearl Necklaces.
The House of Pearl Necklaces.
Her and her sisters, they hang together.
Right. You're horrible.
They come in a set. They're
you're
easily
horrible,
drinkable.
You're
horrible, Muriel. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You're so funny.
Just kidding, Pearl. I love you. Hashtag Team Pearl.
You know what hashtag I've been seeing that I am surprised at is hashtag anyone but Ginger.
I don't get the hate for Ginger.
Well, I wonder if it's this last episode of Untucked.
Because I think
she was
the Untucked.
A little, like...
Yeah.
She was a little...
She was a little harsh.
Yeah.
And I think she was an instigator, and I think that in certain people's
minds,
it's
being
gonna,
an instigator, there's a producer in your ear telling you what to say.
Which is what we were talking about this week, too. I wonder if she was asked to bring forward some topics.
And knowing what I know about the show, there are people that sit there and say, we need this to come up, so why don't you...
Right.
Push it out, and then you look like that.
Of course, yeah.
But if it needs to be talked about, say it.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have no issue. I'd be like, what? Why are you coming out here in your underwear? What, have you washed that wig since week one? Like, what are you doing? And I want to know your thoughts on the video shoot when not one of them was put together.
Wow.
Wigs are falling off. Hair's
God.
Falling off.
Well, we were talking about that, too. We don't think that this video was that great.
Yeah,
like,
what did you think of the video?
I liked
the
video.
I liked last year's better.
Last year, there's no topic.
There's no topic
there's
last
no
year.
Topping last year, yeah.
But,
I mean, Rue looked fantastic, though. I mean,
yeah.
It, always.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a time that Rue doesn't.
And the throwback to the mannequin movie and all that.
Yeah
that
you
was
know,
fun.
I love that.
No, but yeah, I couldn't. I was, when Candace Kane was like, what is wrong with these girls?
You know, it's the one challenge other than Snatch Game you know you're going to have if you make that far. How are you not
right.
prepared?
And I was shocked that... I wasn't shocked that it happened with Pearl and Violet. Because I think that they... You know, they're not really performance queens. They're more like about the look, right? So I know when I go out and I've got to do a 4-hour brunch show and we're singing live and we're dancing and all that,
yeah.
that everything needs to be...
Together.
Everything
and
has to be secure.
Like,
I mean, I should be sponsored in part by duct tape.
Yes.
I'm completely duct taped
yeah.
to everything.
Yeah.
Glued and pinned.
Right. But I was surprised when it happened to Ginger Minj.
When her wig came off,
I was like,
whoa.
I wonder if that's on purpose. I wondered if it was on purpose
to show a little bit of vulnerability.
I definitely think Ginger knows she's talented, but I also think she knows how to play this game a little
bit. Yeah, she does.
And it's like... You know, it's first a reality show, and if it wasn't a great reality show, it wouldn't have 7 seasons.
You got it.
And so, you know, I think, like, anyone who goes on a reality show knows that they're being cast to play a certain role.
Mm.
So it's like, let me find what role I'm going to play, and how am I going to play this, and...
And then when it's down to this many, I need to show another side of this
right.
role.
Well, and just
that
like
may, I never thought about that.
Just like when she was crying about not being a dancer, and it's like, well... You've done
what
Broadway
you
shows.
You've done Broadway shows.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
and
like,
she's
girl,
a good mover.
Girl, come
so
on.
You may not be a trained dancer, but
right.
you're a mover, and you she knows
you're
how to turn it out.
You're a mover who knows how to sing.
That's right. Right.
You're a singer that moves.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a lip syncer that throws herself on stage.
Well, you know what's funny is we have, for fun, started doing a segment in our show where we lip sync. And girl,
uh-huh.
it is
but, like,
hard.
Kamikaze style. Like,
yeah,
we don't
well,
know what the song is going to be.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
surprise.
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's fun, and I'm like, ooh, yes, ma'am, that is a talent that I do not possess.
Yes.
It's a lot. A
it
lot of people
lot.
Are like, "How you have talent, can you just sit there and lip sync? You
no.
do it for 2 hours, bitch.
Well, I also think that as
you
a lip syncer, you have to, there's a lot more you have to give.
Yes,
as a
connect,
singer, as a singer, we're able to
emote
through the live singing, right? And so we get to, that just gets to be it.
Oh, that makes sense.
And you guys have to...
Create it and
find
put it out there.
How to
and
keep it
quickly,
going.
Because if you don't do it quickly,
yes.
they're out.
They're out, right.
Checked
right.
out, leaving the bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We saw someone recently, and they were doing an impersonation, And it was...
I'm trying to figure out if I can figure out who this is by what you're saying.
We hope not.
I hope not. I'll tell you after, but... yes. And so... so...
We'll edit
like, okay.
that part out.
I was like, okay, you know, she looks like who she's impersonating, all right. I mean, it was from afar. And the movements were there, but then the song went on and on and on, and I was like, why is she not making now fun of...
Oh, she had one of her 18-minute number.
Yes, 18-minute number with a long intro. Yes, yes, yes.
Is it me?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes, it was her 18-minute intro with the long... Her 18-minute song with a long intro. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I do the entire Beyonce Super Bowl.
But,
yeah, but
you are
I do
fucking
it.
Turning
but
it
properly.
But
you're engaging,
yeah.
And you turn that mother
And you got a bum knee, girl.
Oh, two bum knees. I have arthritis in both of my knees.
I remember
I'm 25 and I have arthritis in my knee.
Oh
my that's another part of where GERT came from. I'm a 25-year-old in a 90-year-old's body.
Well,
and I'm 90. When I'm not in drag, I'm at home with tea, like soothing my throat, watching Lifetime and my programs.
Well, your throat is working double time out on Fire Island.
Oh, bitch.
Let's be honest.
What lot? I got a husband.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Well, this has been so fun.
Yes.
Give us your final thoughts on season 7. Who?
I can't wait for it to be over.
Oh, you bitch. You bitch.
No, I'm rooting for Ginger. I think at this point, any one of the three will be a great representative of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what season 8 brings.
I'm excited. And people can see you Thursday nights at Stonewall.
Friday nights at the Ice Palace in Cherry Grove. Saturday at 3 p.m. with Brenda Darling in Cherry Grove at the Ice Palace. And Sundays with Ariel Sinclair. Oh, my God. At the
She's a working girl.
Yeah, and then in the winter, I'm at La Carbonara for brunch Saturday and Sunday.
Love that.
Yeah, our competition, you bitch.
Well, because we have the same group.
Yeah, clearly.
I have, like, the white trash of Long Island. Just kidding. Thank you all for coming.
No, they're fun. We get
no,
them,
we
too.
Get
they're
them
all
too.
Fun.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Fun.
It's,
yeah,
a, it's a riot. Them. Oh, mm-hmm. And you can find me at www.loganhardcore.com.
Do we have the t-shirt for the summer yet?
I wasn't going to do one, but I think today I decided I am.
No, you have
you should.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the new Logan Hardcore t-shirt's coming. We'll post it to our Instagram.
Yes.
Logan, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
And
we'll do it again sooner than later.
Yes.
Before the next 6 years go by.
Yeah, please, please.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. I should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm gone. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. So we are history, the shadow comes, the sky will fall. Could say no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The
the song.